This book is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents either are products of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual events or locales or persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental. For Tracy, in memory of Larry.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents Love, Anthony, by Lisa Genova. Read by Deborah Messing.
Prologue. It's Columbus Day weekend, and they lucked out with gorgeous weather. An Indian summer day in October. She sits in her beach chair with the seat upright and digs her heels into the hot sand. The ocean in front of her sparkles white and silver in the sunlight. There are no fishing boats or yachts in the distance, no kite surfers or swimmers near the shore. Nothing but a pure ocean view today. She inhales and exhales. Soak it up. Her three daughters are busy building a sandcastle. They're too close to the water. It'll be flooded and destroyed within an hour, but they wouldn't heed their mother's warning. Her oldest daughter, almost eight, is the architect and foreman.
More sand here. A feather there. Go get some shells for the windows. Dig this hole deeper.
The younger two are her loyal construction workers.
More water.
The youngest, barely four, loves this job. She skips off with her pail, charges knee-deep into the ocean, fills her bucket, and returns struggling with the weight of it, sloshing at least half of the water out as she walks a drunken line back to her sisters, smiling, delighted with her contribution to the project. She loves to watch her daughters like this, absorbed in playing, unaware of her. She admires their young bodies, all in little girl bikinis, skin still deeply tanned from a summer spin outside, skipping, squatting, bending, sitting, utterly unselfconscious. The weather and the holiday combined have invited a lot of tourists to the island. Compared to the last many weeks since Labor Day, the beach today feels crowded with walkers and a few sunbathers. Just yesterday, she walked...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?